CNN was just purchased by the owners of CBS News, David and Larry Ellison. And the wackos at the house Ted Turner built? Well, they're not amused. In fact, they're furious. They're enraged. And they're terrified Barry Weiss is about to disengage them from their jobs. But before you think it's much to do about nothing, just know that the pink slips are flowing for a CNN whose ratings rise when they move to the middle.
And I'm concerned based on what's happened to the other things that he's taken over already, like CBS. Yeah, right.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome back to the Pro Channel, where we continue to give you the news you need to know, often days ahead of the drive-bys. When they're whiffing it, sniffing it, folks, we've already lapped them, and here we go again. Click that like button. We'll explain why CNN is facing a total transformation. We'll lead you through it, and here we go. The Daily Beast has this article, CNN legend savages. New owner, who's that? Well, it's, of course, Paramount Skydance, who now they own CBS. That's the Ellisons, second richest family using private funds. Okay, we're not talking about the Putins of the world. We're not talking about the despots of the world, but second richest family by legitimate means, the Ellisons, they own CNN now, right? And CNN is not happy about being owned, even if their ratings are on the rise. And we've covered this. As CNN moves to the middle, as they moderate under new ownership, the ratings are going up, up, up. But Christian Amanpour, that's right. I got it. Sorry, folks. Christian Amanpour, she is unhappy. She is deeply unhappy about this. We'll play the clip, let you see what you think about it, and then we'll explain why. The real reason they're so enraged has more to do with the fact they know they're about to lose their jobs. Here we go.
Change what you do? Do you fear what is coming at you now in terms of changes? Clearly, I'm concerned, and I'm not sure how much I'm allowed to say about the corporate thing that's underway, but I am obviously, as a person, as a journalist with a record, concerned. And I'm concerned based on what's happened to the other things that he's taken over already, like CBS News. Yeah, right?
Now, what has happened to CBS News, folks? What has happened to CBS News? Well, they've moderated. They're no longer far left leaning as ABC News and NBC News are. Right? CBS News has not been turned into Fox News, not by any stretch of the imagination. CBS News is doing what Barry Weiss set out to do. And by the way, big changes coming to 60 Minutes in just a month, because the contracts that Barry Weiss inherited, suddenly they start running out. But CNN is terrified of being turned into, oh no, not a centrist channel. We can't be centrist, darn it.
I mean, do I have to list what's happening there? I mean, hemorrhaging viewers, probably hemorrhaging money, this ideological realignment of CBS and the destruction potentially of 60 Minutes, one of the literally the legacy. I mean, nobody can match 60 Minutes for a brilliant television magazine, you know, show that's been doing hard news and cultural news for decades, top rating, top moneymaker for the network in any event.
Okay. So she's terrified about 60 Minutes. What is she terrified about? Well, she's talking about this. From the Wrap, CBS News to cut ties with 60 Minutes correspondent Sharon Alfonsi after feud over CECOT segment. The inside CECOT journalist has hired heavyweight Hollywood lawyer Brian Friedman. This is by Corbin Boyles. Says CBS News will cut ties with 60 Minutes correspondent Sharon Alfonsi after her contract ends at the end of May. And she's not the only one. There are more contracts that end at the end of May. That's 3 weeks from now. According to Page Six Hollywood, following a dispute last year with editor-in-chief Barry Weiss over a segment critical of the Trump administration, which is to say the Wrap is, I think, being disingenuous. Alfonsi, who remains employed this month, has also engaged with top Hollywood litigator Brian Friedman, who has helped negotiate exits for TV news stars Megyn Kelly, Don Lemon, and Tucker Carlson. Now, the problem is that she is simply not having her contract renewed. She's not being fired. And there are a bunch of these people. There are a bunch of these people who are going to be let go, but it's not a pink slip. It's not that they're being fired. They're just not getting another contract. So they can lawyer up all they want to. It's not going to help them. Now, the report comes as Weiss is expected to make significant changes to the highly rated news magazine once its current season ends this month. Thus, the rage at CNN, because they're terrified that once it's fixed, its ratings will go up. And they've been trying to sabotage, I believe, the ratings the whole way through with Barry Weiss. That hasn't dislodged her, as we told you it would never dislodge her. So now they're shouting, they're screeching, and they're actually losing even more ground because CNN now also is owned by the Ellisons and likely to be run by Barry Weiss. It says Alfonsi, who has been with the news magazine since 2015, criticized Weiss's decision to temporarily hold a segment focused on the Trump administration's deportation of Venezuelan migrants to a mega prison in El Salvador hours before it was set to air as not an editorial decision, but a political one. Now, to give you all another understanding of this, remember that Barry Weiss gave them things they had to do to make it be worthy of making the air, that it would not be biased. And then they didn't do that. And then Barry Weiss said, well, we have to hold it then. And then they leaked it, right? They leaked it online. And they're just, they're toxic. They're horrible, horrible, horrible employees. They hate Barry Weiss, I believe. TV Insider says 60 Minutes, Sharon Alfonsi will reportedly be axed after Barry Weiss drama. That's right. Likely. And, you can frame it as Barry Weiss drama all you want to. But they're running scared. They're running scared because this is happening again and again and again. They don't have power over Barry Weiss. They don't have power over the Ellisons. They're determined to moderate CBS News. They're determined to moderate 60 Minutes, but not in a way that gets litigation because, again, Alfonsi's not going to be fired. She's just not going to be rehired. And that's why CNN is freaking out. CNN is freaking out because this is coming for them. Just a reminder, it was back on April 27th, not so long ago. Alexandra Steigrad writing this for the New York Post. CBS News ousts London bureau chief Claire Day after she clashed with Barry Weiss over coverage of Iran and Gaza. Now, why did that happen? Why? Because they weren't doing it in a fair and unbiased way. And you all know how this plays out. And it turns out Barry Weiss is willing to send you home. And so CNN, knowing that they're owned now by the same company, they're freaking out, not because they care about 60 Minutes. Look what they did to Late Night. They don't care about Late Night. They don't care about 60 Minutes. They don't care about any of this. They care about their jobs. And they know that MS Now can't hire all of them. And it's about to be one of the last places they can go. A little bit more from CNN, from Christian Amanpour.
All of that. So clearly, obviously, I'm concerned. I would like to think that we would have the very basic, which is editorial independence. I'm hoping for that. I know many of us at CNN are incredibly, including leadership, are very, very committed to that, clearly. And I don't think I need to say more than that. I do also think that I would question the business about Trump ratings. Bruce, now, and I'd like to ask, I don't know the total figures, but certainly in 1.0, he jacked up everybody's ratings and everybody's profit margins, certainly CNN's. I'm not sure that that's the case right now. What's happening right now is the Iran war, the Venezuela intervention, actual news events are jacking up our ratings and our visibility and our relevance and our importance.
I want to pause it there because I want you to understand what she's trying to do. The ratings for CNN are up. We've covered that. Why are the ratings up for CNN? Well, she's saying, she's admitting it's not Trump anymore. It's not El Trumpo. Okay, so what is it? And so she lists off these things that's the reason that CNN's ratings are skyrocketing. We've covered this, folks. The ratings are insane. We're talking about like a 90% increase. It's just bizarre. So how did that happen? Is it the Iran situation? Is it Venezuela? Really? Maduro got people that turning into CNN like that? No, of course not. What is actually happening is that because CNN is now owned by the Ellisons, CNN has, it's bifurcated, okay? On one side, you've got the people in primetime they're coming there and they're going even more extreme than they were before because they're essentially auditioning for a new job wherever they go. And so they're even more wacky than they ever thought about being. But remember the bifurcation. During the day and now growingly during primetime, you've got people who have moderated, who have decided, no, I'm going to go to the middle. You've got frankly, people who are saying, Maybe I would like to stay at CNN, and maybe the way to win here is I'm going to be more centrist. I'm going to be more reasonable. And as a result, Because that's the biggest thing, right? That's the biggest change. MS Now's ratings have not gone up in the way that CNN has. So there's something special happening at CNN. What is it? What is it, Christian? It is new ownership, and so many people are moderating and coming to the middle, and now it's more watchable. Because listen, folks, the vast majority of Americans don't live out in the fringes of either the left or the right. The vast majority of Americans live in the middle. They might be slightly left or slightly right, but most people are in the mainstream middle, the sensible center. And when CNN gives up this ghost of being just boastful about how left they can be, it turns out more people tune in every single time. And that is why they're terrified. That is why they're scared. That's why they're running, ladies and gentlemen. And they're trying to find anybody who will listen to them and say, oh, please save us from the Ellisons. They bought us. Oh, no. Barry Weiss. Well, folks, it's not going to be nice for some of these people. They're going to get pink slips. They're going to be let go. They're going to be told, go on, no more contracts for you. But if it's saving the ratings, what else in the world is CNN and the Ellisons? What are they supposed to do? All right, that's the video for this morning, folks. We got a ton more stuff on the way, including some crazy, wacky, zany Star Wars stuff you won't believe. And in case you didn't know, coming up on May 27th, your Pal Pro finally goes live on camera. And these kind of videos and on the live shows will be on camera. It's part of our effort to differentiate this channel from AI, because AI channels are, well, going bye-bye, and we're definitely not AI. But in order to prove, hey, we're the real thing, I'm a real dude, we'll be on camera. And hopefully that saves us from AI and the purges of YouTube for at least a few more years, eh? So join us May 27th. Big day, big reveal. Pro and the studio go live. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time to say goodbye. Click that like button. And until the next time, keep learning, keep growing, and as always, keep having fun.
You know what? I don't even care this time.
Well, you should know that I'm preparing to...
Nope. I said I don't care. Whatever you're doing, I don't care.
You don't want to know that I'm auditioning for Pro's new rock station on New Rock Radio?
Nope.
You don't want to know that he now has Vacation Radio and New Rock Radio on Prelude Studios, which used to be Vacation Radio, but is now so much more?
Well, maybe.
You don't want to know that I purchased this guitar and these sunglasses using the credit card that you humorously labeled for emergency uses only?
Wait, what? You did what?
Oh, see, now you're taking interest in my passions and abilities. Okay, so Jose, you're sure that we ordered the $10,000 drum kit before Floral canceled the credit card?
It did be strip set. Check.
Nice. Okay. Oh, and the didgeridoo? That will increase in value so that Floral can send his kids to college?
Academia. Who needs it?
Why is there a didgeridoo on the front porch? I'm gonna bury that little troll.
Jose, Google how to play didgeridoo. We're gonna need to justify this somehow.